Good morning and welcome to today's inspiration entitled The Preacher. I heard that one of our preachers was going to a city to preach a message. He was traveling at night on a near deserted highway. He was praying to God to help him with the message for the next day, and he was driving to the city that night to spend the night, and you know, he wanted to rest in the city he'd be speaking the next day. So he was driving along the highway when the voice of God shook him as God spoke to him, "Stop this car and preach." He slowed down and said, "God, there's no one anywhere near here. I've only met two cars in the hour I've been on this highway." And God shouted at him, "Stop the car now and get out and preach your message here right now." Well, the preacher pulled over and stopped the car. He got his Bible out, got out his flashlight, went to the front of his car. He laid his Bible on the hood of the car and began reading his text, all the while wondering what God thought he was doing. He preached about the depth and the height of the love of God. He talked about how far God would reach just to save one soul. He gave the illustration of the one lost sheep and how the shepherd left the 99 to go to rescue the one lost sheep. A couple of minutes into his message, and the anointing came. He preached as if he was preaching to 1,000 people. Boy, he was preaching long. And a car came by slowly, slowed down ahead, almost came to a stop, then went slowly on. A second car came by before he finished his message, slowed down, rolled the car window down as if to ask if he needed help, then drove on again. Well, the minister finished his message, crawled back into his car, and drove on. "Lord, I do not know what you were trying to prove, but if it was practice I needed, then thank you." Well, approximately 3 months later, this minister was preaching in a small church in the same area. He'd almost forgotten the ordeal, but God quickened him to again preach this same message that night. He preached with anointing and with power, and at the end asked if anybody wanted to come home to the sheepfold as he gave the altar call. A young man sitting on the second row immediately got up from his seat and came forward, but instead of kneeling down, he came up on the platform and threw his arms around the minister, crying so loudly. The minister prayed for him, and after a few moments, the young man said, "So you're the minister who stopped on the side of the road and preached that message about 3 months ago." The minister nodded his head and asked, Were you in one of the cars that came by and almost stopped?" The young man shook his head and said, "No, I was in the culvert underneath your car. I was hooked on cocaine. My parents had washed their hands of me. I was in trouble with the law for stealing to support my habit. I'd tried to commit suicide that day, but I was still alive. I didn't have no home, no clothes, no money. I was hungry. And I prayed as I found the culvert and made myself a bed for the night. If there is a God, see if you can find me here." I got out of the culvert and sat on the grass out of your sight, and I listened to you tell the story about the lost sheep and the love of a shepherd who would not sleep until he found him. Something got hold of me that night, preacher. The next morning, I started walking to try to find a church to see if I could find this God who had answered my carelessly flung prayer that night. I didn't walk far when a man picked me up and took me to his church. His minister's up there sitting in that chair. He pointed at the pastor of the church. He talked to me and took me to his home, fed me, cleaned me up, and bought me some new clothes, and then he told me about Jesus. And I repented and was baptized in his name that night. The next night, I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Man, oh man, am I glad you practiced your sermon on the side of the highway that night. See all them people on that second row? I brought all of them to this church, and my family too. What is the length and the depth of the love of God? It is never ending, for he will go out of his way to find a lost soul who has flung a helpless and careless prayer his way. The Preacher is the title of the inspiration of the morning this morning. I'm Bear O'Brien, and I love you, and I'm praying for you. God bless you. Have a great day.